Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. And I hope you enjoy the these little short ones that we put out. Don't forget, we do have the extended 30-minute podcast that goes out every Sunday, and you're very welcome to listen to it as well if you go along and click over there. So just a reminder about that. Virgin, let's talk about Virgin, shall we? Virgin Atlantic. Virgin Atlantic staff can now choose which uniform to wear, no matter their gender. Yeah, the airline reflects the diversity of the workforce with policy on its new Vivienne Westwood designed outfits. Well, that's interesting, that the diversity of the workforce, but it's only got men and women, right? But apparently no. Virgin Atlantic's crew, pilots and ground staff can now wear whichever office uniforms they feel most comfortable in, regardless of the original male or female design of its red skirt suit or burgundy trousers. The airline has announced a gender identity policy that lets its staff choose which of the outfits they wear to work, no matter what their gender identity or gender expression is. Virgin said this move was to reflect the diversity of the workforce and to reinforce its branding campaign as welcoming and inclusive. After recent moves to relax rules on visible tattoos. So that's lovely. So it now means that when you get on your Virgin Atlantic flight, the bloke who's serving you could, or indeed the bloke who's flying the plane, could have a lovely red skirt suit on and could have lots of tattoos. That inspires so much confidence, doesn't it? The airline will also start using optional pronoun badges for crew and passengers who can request them a check-in to ensure people use their preferred pronouns. All right, so yeah, here's my passport. I'd like a he, she, it pronoun badge. Its ticketing systems will allow people whose passports have gender-neutral markers currently available in the US, India, and Pakistan to travel using those gender codes and the title MIX, MX, MIX. So that MX is people who don't have a gender. Now, as we all know, in the real world, you know, stepping back into the world of science, just for one moment, from the world of virgin marketing fantasy, there's two genders, male and female. That's it. I'm sorry. So people who say that they're gender neutral are basically people who have got issues. But apparently that's okay. Virgin Atlantic are going to accommodate them. So it'll be Mr., it'll be Mrs., and MIX. Virgin will also start mandatory inclusivity training and initiatives for hotels and destinations such as the Caribbean, where some people have faced more barriers, right? So, gosh, how woke are Virgin, right? So I see Virgin Atlantic's chief commercial officer said, "It's so important that we enable our people to embrace their individuality and be their true selves at work." No, I don't want them being their true selves at work. I want them, in this case, walking up and down the aisle, serving me food and drink, and shutting the hell up about gender. That's what I want. It is for that reason we want to allow our people to wear the uniform that best suits them and how they identify and ensure customers are dressed by their preferred pronouns. So this is a first. Now, of course, we shouldn't be really that surprised about this, should we? Virgin Atlantic, Richard Branson and all of that, Uber woke, Uber globalist, Uber continuing to push these barriers as far as they can. How would you feel if you were about to board a flight and the captain of the flight, and he, assume he was a male with a beard, walked on in a skirt suit in front of you, know, would that inspire confidence in you? As for the staff wearing, for example, male flight attendants wearing skirts, would that really surprise you if we're being honest about it? And, you know, the airline industry, it doesn't attract, how shall I put this diplomatically, the most butch men? Maybe not, just saying that, maybe it doesn't. But they've managed somehow to contain themselves in a suit. and you know, in a jacket and trousers and sort of shirt and tie. But apparently, no, not any longer. They can embrace their full gender identity. And maybe, I don't, can they wear a boa and, you know, can they really, you know, sort of glam it up? I mean, why stop? Surely Virgin Atlantic are being discriminating by stopping. Let them dress up as creatures if they want, you know, as cats or dogs, because some of these people with issues do that, I'm led to understand. Why stop there, Virgin Atlantic? I mean, let's be clear in this one. I would not fly Virgin Atlantic under any circumstances. I've always managed to fly other airlines. I've never liked the concept Virgin Atlantic. I think it's they may have nice planes, they may not, but I don't want to fly them. But when I read this, I thought, well, I'd be very concerned about the fact that they are enabling forms of mental dysphoria. I think they are enabling people with mental issues to indulge those issues. And the idea that when you're checking in, you can be offered a pronoun badge is just unbelievable. But, you know, again, this is the way our society is going. You know, though, I mean, I don't need a pronoun badge. I'm guessing if you're listening to me, you don't need a pronoun badge. But Virgin Atlantic think you might need a pronoun badge. And that suggests to me that Virgin Atlantic is the problem here. And nothing else. And there are people within the Virgin Atlantic organization, very, very woke people, who want to continue to push this gender ideology upon the rest of us. And I don't understand why this should be. At the end of the day, they're providing a service. You're getting in an airplane to go from point A to point B. That's it. It's not that complicated. All we want them to do is operate their aircraft efficiently, on time, provide the food and drink service required, and the entertainment on board. And that's it. That's it. We don't need a lecture from them on gender ideology. But I'm afraid if you fly Virgin Atlantic, that's exactly what you're going to get. Thanks for listening.